destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Realizing that only Gorg's death can stop the grim battle for Vintem, Rocky and Mitch set out for the palace. From there, Gorg directs by radio thousands of robots in their fight against Vokyan's troops. Reaching the palace safely, Rocky and Mitch find it deserted. Puzzled by this, they move carefully through the corridors. Suddenly, they're confronted by giant robots. They're in front and behind them.
You're telling me. This is lovely. This is... Well, grasshoppers, they're hunting on Earth.
That means that Gorg knows we're here.
Say, Rocky, he's got an idea. We better hop out of here. Those babies mean what they say.
Stay where you are, Mitch. Our ray guns will soon fix them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot them.
Let them come a little closer before you fire.
But they're close enough for my liking. I'm going to let them have it.
All right. All right, now get the ones behind.
Lucky it hasn't stopped them. They're still walking towards us.
Great God.
We gotta scram out of here. We can't fight those things.
Well, we could try.
Nuts, pal. One tap from them and then steal arms and then we'd be absolutely finished. Let's get out of here.
I'll try the ray guns once more.
Now you're only wasting time and are getting too close.
Wait a minute. Stop.
See, I told you. It don't have no effect on them. We gotta scram.
All right. Through that door, Mitch.
Yeah, but look.
Come on,
gotta...
quickly. See if there's a window or a way out while I fix the door.
Right, there's a window, but... I don't know, but... Hey, wait a minute. There's another door.
All right, now be ready to rush out when I've got this chair fixed.
Right, a chair under the handle won't keep those guys out.
Yeah, it's the best we can do, though. Anyway, they mightn't follow us in here.
Not much they won't. Those robots will get brains and can talk. Gorg just tells them what to do and they does it. Oh, hurry it up, Rocky Star.
All right, I'm ready. Right, out you go.
Right.
Slam it! There's a robot there already.
Can you beat that? We're fat like rats.
Keep them out till I take a look around.
No, make it snappy, pal. They bust through any tick. And I'd hate him to grab me.
Listen, Mitch. There's a trap door leading down to the cellar or something.
Well, that's no good, pal. We'll only get further into a mess.
Well, we can't stay in this room, Mitch. They'll break in anything. When I give you the word, let's go to that door and race across here.
Okay, but we'll be sunk if there's no way out.
All right, come on! All right, down the steps. I'll close the trap door.
Say, someone turn on the light.
Spot anyone?
Yeah.
Maybe they turn on when the trap door closes.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Let's look around.
Okay. Hey, for Christ's sake. Rocky, they're smashing in the doors. Listen to that dainty footstep.
Mitch. Mitch, this is an armory.
Okay. Grab yourself an eye full of all the gas. They're queer-looking guns, ain't they?
My gosh, I believe these are atomic pistols.
Yeah, they're the ones Yen was talking about, aren't they?
Yes. He says that they're the only weapons that have any effect on the robot.
Help yourself, pal. Mm-hmm. These will be handy. Hey, who turned off the light?
Mitch, they're opening the trap door.
Well, I'm ready for those babies. Yes, sir. Let them come.
All right. Wait a minute. Here's one coming down now.
He's mine, pal. Leave him to me.
All right. Now let him have it before he uses his ray gun. Quick, Mitch!
Got him, old boy. These guns terrific. There's no kick with him either. Say, here's another bunny.
All right, I'll handle him. Wait for me.
Then another dolly hits the floor. Roll up, my little beauty. That's the way we fix you. We'll do the same to Gorg. Roll up. Roll up, me honey. Roll up and take your medicine.
They are driving our robots back, sire. Are you blind? Most of our men have been wiped out.
We have thousands more, Yale. I am just bringing them into the battle.
Sire, we cannot go on losing them at this rate.
We are not the only ones losing men, Yale. Vokyan's casualties must be in the thousands.
You do not understand. The robots cannot get close enough to attack Vokyan and his men. They are crippled long before they can use their ray gun.
How can I direct my robots with you yelling in my ear?
Sire, face facts. This is the end for us.
Enough.
I will have my say.
Very well, only do not expect me to miss.
Ever since Vokyan began using atomic shells, we have been losing the battle. Everyone that lands among the robots destroys hundreds.
Must you keep repeating that? I tell you, Yo, we are not beaten. I have a plan. I will send thousands of robots to our flanks, the Venusians. They will attack them from the rear.
It cannot be done, sire.
I will show you how.
But your robots cannot move quietly enough. They will be heard and destroyed before they are of any use.
Then I will stage frontal attack after attack. I will overwhelm Vokjan and his men with the weight of numbers.
Even that will fail.
Enough of your grumblings and rumblings, too. I tell you, I shall conquer them.
I hope you are right.
Why do you keep looking at the door? The palace is deserted except for my little men. Are you expecting visitors?
Yes, sire. Rocky Star and the one next.
They will cause no more trouble. My two men will take care of them.
I wonder.
I know. You saw them begin attacking them, and now they ran into a room. And if they could escape my robots that way, they would. But the robots will soon smash in the doors and crush those two beneath their feet.
I trust they can, sire. Otherwise, it means there is no escape for us.
Are you thinking of escape already?
I learned during many battles that it's best to plan a way out before you begin attacking.
Yeah, you are an idiot. Help me and there will be no need for us to run away.
I am worried about Rocky Star. If only I knew that he was dead.
Have no fear, you. He will be, shortly. So will Vokjan and his cursed rebels when my robots begin attacking again.
Sounds all clear up above, Rocky.
Seems to be.
Guess we must have shut up all them robots.
Mitch, don't be too sure.
Of course we have. I can't hear them fairies clumping around.
Yeah, well, perhaps you're right. Listen, I'll creep up the stairs and take a look-see. You keep close to me and be ready for trouble.
Okay, pal. Boy, I'll be glad to scram out of this armory, you know. One grenade in here and we'd be bloodstains on the wall.
Wait a minute.
Huh? Oh, look, is there any more waiting up there for us?
Seem to be.
Well, on your way. Look, the sooner we're out of this cellar, the better.
Now, listen, don't push. Don't push. We might be headed for
over. Down in your face, Rocky. There's a robot over in the corner. Down while I fix him.
Good work, Mitch. Hey, they're more cunning than I realized.
Yeah, I told you they were terrific. You know, Gorg reckoned they had a brain and they could think and talk. Just like me, you know.
Yeah.
Not a smart-minded, but something like me. Hey, do you think there's any more around?
Well, I don't know. It seems fairly quiet. I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's be getting out of this cellar for Pete's sake.
All right. Let's be careful, though, and take it quietly.
Yep.
Come on. Next up, Gorg's room.
Hold it.
What's the matter?
Giggling grasshoppers. Look over there. See?
Where? What's the matter?
Look, there's four robots.
Four. Out of the way, Mitch.
Get them, Rocky boy. They're starting to use the ray gun.
You'll leave them to me. You race for the door. Go on.
Come on.
I'll handle them. Don't worry. I'm right on your heels. Out you go.
There's no time to be a hero.
Go on. Get out. I'll hold these fellows. Yes, that'll fix these boys. That settled a few of them anyway. All right, now come on. Slam that door and run.
Come on, mighty man. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Just thought of a question.
What's the trouble?
Where are we running to?
Oh, anywhere. As long as we keep running out of this.
Right.
After we lose them, well, we can start after Gorg.
Yeah. Boy, if I don't stop running soon, I won't be any good to start after Gorg.
That's the trouble with
I
you.
I ain't in very good condition.
I know it. I told you not to smoke so much.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, hold it.
What's the trouble?
Oh, I've had it. Oh, I'm absolutely flaked out. Can
right.
we take a little rest?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, what a life. The things I do in this record.
Uh-huh. It's a pretty big palace, you know.
Yeah, you know, he might take some finding in it.
Uh-huh.
There's hundreds of rooms, you know. We could be going around here for the rest of our lives.
I know. I'm just thinking. There are hundreds of rooms, but
what
don't worry.
What are you going to do?
Smoke him out.
You just told me to stop smoking.
All
a couple
right.
of minutes ago.
No time for gags. Believe me, this battle's nearly over.
You were right, Joe. The battle goes against us.
I have been trying to tell you that for hours, sire, but you refuse to believe your eyes. It is now only a matter of time. We are beginning to shell the palace.
I cannot believe that it is happening, that my little men are being beaten.
We would have won, sire, if the army had remained loyal.
Do not mention those swine.
It is a list for me. Yes,
sire.
We must remain calm. It is not the moment for threats. We must leave the palace at once.
Not yet, Joe.
At once.
No, there is still time. We will fight on and kill as many of the cursed Venusians as possible.
If we remain here any longer, we may never get away. Sire Vokjan and his men creep closer every minute. Come while there is time.
Where to?
I have a plane waiting at the Vinton airfield.
I would rather die than be hunted like
we
a...
We will not be hunted. We will fly to Carnell. There I have a spaceship all ready for takeoff.
I see. You.
When did you arrange all this?
Some days ago, sire. I always arrange my escape route before I begin fighting. And naturally, I have no wish to fall into the hands of Vakian.
Where do you suggest we go?
I thought of Mars. We could land there safely.
Mars? My dear, you, they hate us Venetians. It would mean death to land there.
Maybe, and yet I feel...
I must decide immediately. But I think that you would desert me, Joe.
I would desert you? I want to live, sire, that is all, and there is little chance of that on Venus.
And there is none on Mars.
It is worth trying. Well, are you coming or not?
Yes, I shall go with you, but not to Mars.
Then where?
To the planet, Earth.
Earth? Are you mad, sir?
No, yo, we will live for Earth at once.
Taken by Gork's announcement, Joe stares at his leader in amazement. At that moment, shells begin to crack round the palace. Can Gorg and Joe escape to Earth, or will Rocky and Mitch stop their flight? There are thrills in the next chapter of the Rocky-style adventure, Destination Venus!